Coming up.
Because I'm passionate about things. And I'm passionate about
women hitting on you.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
A Gay and a Non-Gay is a podcast from James Barr and Dan Hudson. They're like a lovely little couple, except they're not.
Hello, welcome to A Gay and a Non-Gay.
Hi, I'm James Barr, I'm gay.
I'm Dan Hudson.
Welcome to A Gay and a Non-Gay.
I saw this post I wanted to talk to you about, Dan. I'll read it to you. Coco Khan writes, may delete later, but wondering, have other women had the experience of talking to a man, just normally, maybe about work or films, and they suddenly mention their girlfriend or wife, presumably to make sure you don't get the wrong idea, even though the thought hadn't crossed your mind? Isn't that something you do?
Yeah, it is something I do, yeah.
Why do you do that?
Because it just diffuses any funny business and any situation.
What do you mean?
Girls might think that you're trying to crack onto them or whatever.
What, just if you're being friendly?
Yeah. So
why are you so arrogant to think that a girl would be into you just because she's chatting to you?
I wouldn't say it makes me arrogant. It's definitely a possibility. So
but
it's just easier.
But why, just because she's a girl, do you think she's going to be hitting on you?
No, it's not her hitting on me.
But why would you think that she thinks you're hitting on her?
Well, because...
And actually, it's a bit of both, really, if we're honest.
Well, because people obviously do that. And I'm just making it clear that I'm not doing that. And I'm quite personable.
Do you do that with guys as well?
That's a great question. Yeah, quite often with gay guys, I say, I'm not gay. Like,
God, do you?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
It's not horrible.
Yeah, it is.
Why is that horrible?
If I just started chatting to you in a bar and you went, I'm not gay, I'd be so freaked out. You'd make me feel so uncomfortable. Like, oh God, was I flirting with you?
Right, well, at your gig, by the way, All Bar Hunts, some guy came up to me at the bar and came on to me. Because I've been around, like, enough, you just know when someone is quote unquote coming on to you or whatever. So I immediately was like,
you can get tickets to see me live at jamesbarcomedy.com.
I said, oh, so he said, oh, how do you know James? I said, oh, I do this podcast with him, like, again, I'm gay, so I'm actually straight. And the guy immediately walked off. Right, so that
walked off.
Yeah, and I thought that was rude, actually, as if what the only possible reason you would ever speak to this guy would ever speak to someone is to try and sleep with him.
I mean, you're now making this about my community when really I'm trying to discuss your community. You're making this about gay people.
No, I'm not
and throwing around accusations saying they're rude, but maybe it's rude.
I'm not saying they are rude.
I said this guy was rude.
Yeah, that doesn't mean that all gay people are rude.
I said they meaning their pronoun they, not right, well, they it, meaning it's, everyone.
His pronouns, I assume.
Well, who knows? Well, you didn't check, but
I didn't have time to check.
It doesn't
matter. Walked off.
The point is, you said that he or they were rude, but what about when you're doing it to a girl? Is that rude?
I'm not doing it to a girl.
Yeah, you said that you'd say to a girl, like, oh, by the way, I've got a girlfriend.
No, it's not rude at all. It's very polite, actually.
Why is that polite?
I'm quite personable, quite energetic kind of person. So people might take that the wrong way. So I'm just saying from the outset, oh, yeah, I've got a girlfriend. So you don't need to, like, worry or whatever.
Worry?
Yeah.
What about?
Well, the fact that I am all these things, then that might be interpreted as someone coming on to someone.
I do find that astonishingly brazen.
Well,
just assume that every girl you speak to might think you're hitting on them.
It's not every girl. It's a lot of them, yeah.
Well, Coco's written the same. I personally find it quite arrogant, especially when these interactions are so obviously non-sexual. And my instinct is it's a bit sexist, but I don't know for sure, is the answer to not be friendly to men?
No, the answer is just to throw it in their early doors and then everyone knows where they are, which is what I've been doing for years. And I think I'll continue to do it because it just diffuses any nonsense.
I mean, are you sure on some level she's not right and that isn't a little bit arrogant to just assume only reason she'd be talking to you is because she fancied you?
Not really, because...
Like, you're God's gift. Like, oh, a girl's talking to me. She must think... I must tell her that I'm, you know, that I've got a girlfriend. Otherwise, she'll hit on me.
There's no... It's not that she's going to hit on me. It's that I'm saying I'm not going to hit on you. That's...
Yeah, but if she started talking to you about nothing...
Yeah.
And then you just throw that in.
It's not about nothing. I'm just throwing it in. It's like in the natural course of the conversation.
You just slide it in where you can.
Yeah.
For want of a better phrase. That really wasn't deliberate. Yeah, I think that is a bit. I think you should wait until they say something to you.
Like what?
Like, oh, are you single? Or do you want to go for a drink sometime?
No, because that you don't wait for that to happen. Seeing
as you have a girlfriend, you don't need someone to hit on you. So it might be better to just not like to just leave it.
Well, no, because in the scenario that you've just described, I'm setting that person up for an embarrassing
Okay, well, so it is quite arrogant then to just assume that every girl that ever speaks to you is going to hit on you. So you have to say to her, oh, by the way, I've got a girlfriend.
Well, it's not every girl. It's a lot of them, of course.
It's quite arrogant.
It's not arrogant.
It is a bit.
It's not, because when I look like Wayne Rooney, this wasn't happening. Now I don't look like that. It is. It's just a fact.
I just don't really get what you're saying. When actually you probably should agree with me.
No, I shouldn't agree with you at all. You should agree with me.
Well, in what sense? You haven't really painted a good argument.
I've painted a very good argument.
Not really. Yeah. You just sort of made it about you and got a bit angry. I didn't really get it.
I haven't got a bit angry
at
all.
You did. You got very emotional or energetic, as you would call it, in your earlier phrase.
Spill that tea.
What was it you said?
Well, yeah, because I'm passionate about things. And I'm passionate
about women hitting on you.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Passionate about what you're talking about. You just said.
I don't get it.
You should wait. You should wait for them to say to you, oh, do you want to go for a drink? Just to shut them down. Now that is what someone
No, not just to shut them down. Don't misquote me. Well, I said you should wait for them to say wait for them to actually hit on you before you tell them you have a girlfriend. Because otherwise it is a bit arrogant to just assume that they were going to.
Well, how do you know? Okay, define hitting on someone then.
Do you want to go for a drink or like an arm touch or something? Or, you know, like actual flirting, not what's your favorite film or how's work today or what do you do for a living?
Right.
You know, that's not flirting. That's just a normal conversation. But because they're a woman asking you that, you've automatically assumed that they're flirting with you. And actually, they're probably just trying to be your friend. And in general, if someone did that to me, who I was just chatting to on a friend basis, and they said that, I'd be like, wow, I'm not going to be that person's friend.
Well, no, because
I just terminate the conversation and think, what an arrogant shit. I wasn't even hitting on him.
A, you do it subtly. And B, it's not just with girls, because I was disgusted. I would do it with...
I know. And again, same thing applies. In fact, it's a little bit homophobic in that sense. It is a bit.
It's not.
It is like, just because you're a gay guy, you're going to hit on me.
I'm saying, I think
you should just chill out.
I'm very chilled. In that situation, the reference I gave at your gig, I'm just saying to that guy, essentially saying, you don't need to waste your time. If what you're doing is looking for blokes to shag, you may as well go and speak. That's what I'm saying.
Right, and then when he accepted you saying that, you called him rude.
Not to his face.
No, it's rude, but you just offered him that because that's what you thought he was doing. And then when he did walk off because of it, you said he was rude. If I started chatting to a guy and he said he had a boyfriend immediately, I'd leave the conversation. Not because I was disappointed he has a boyfriend, but because I'd think, oh God, I wasn't even hitting on you. That's so uncomfortable.
No, but
that's so weird.
What's missing?
I just was having a chat with you, and now you've made it weird.
No, but you haven't made it weird because you're...
I
haven't. Because what I'm saying is, my girlfriend lives in New York, for example. But you're not saying, I have a girlfriend. That's weird. But nobody's saying that. They're being subtle about it.
But it's not subtle, is it?
Yes, it is.
It's always very obvious.
It's not obvious. It's not...
I'm afraid it is. I've noticed it, and it is obvious when people say it. My friend had someone come up to me in a bar this weekend saying, are you single? If someone said, are you single? And you answered, no, I've got a girlfriend, that would be completely fine.
But you can't, in this day and age, and probably ever, you can't really go up to a girl as a straight person and be like, oh, are you single? Like, apropos of nothing. That's not really on, is it?
Well, no, I guess it's a bit arrogant as well. I just think the whole thing's a bit ick. Don't put that in a conversation in the early days when you're chatting to someone. It's just a bit...
I disagree.
Well... It's just a bit much.
It's less much than to let it go on and on and on and then be like, oh, by the way, I've got...
You know what? Here's a better way of doing it. It's so nice to meet a new friend.
Thanks for saying hi.
No one's really that friendly. It's awesome to like make new friends. I love making friends.
That's not the slam dunk answer that you think it is.
But it's better than saying, by the way, I know I'm really hot and you're trying it on, but actually I've got a girlfriend. Like, I'm taken. I'm not available. Sorry.
Again, that's not what I'm saying.
That's what you're communicating.
No, it's not what I'm communicating.
It is, Dan. I'm afraid I'm not the only person that thinks it. 1,000 people on Twitter also agree.
Thanks for listening, babes. Do the admin and support Gay and Non-Gay. Visit gaynongay.com/donate.